This is Trayvon Martin, the movie. Innocent, happy baby Trayvon was skipping home humming a merry tune along the road from the candy store with his Arizona iced tea and Skittles in prominent display, songbirds tweeting happy birdsong around his head. Meanwhile, a horridly obese man emerges from the forest in full Klan regalia, waving goodbye to his fellow Tea Party racist Republican NRA members after another rally to promote rape culture against women and minorities. "Great meeting you guys," he shouted as he waved behind him. The man removed his Klan hood to reveal the hideous face of none other than George Zimmerman, his blonde hair, pale white skin, and swastika tattoo in prominent display. Suddenly, the evil tiny dick white NRA racist spotted innocent Trayvon playing with the happy animals in a scene reminiscent of Bambi. Enraged, the racist Zimmerman phoned the police. "Bippity bappity yippity yappity yee-haw tarnation, y'all, there's a goddamn nigger in these parts," he screeched at the operator while waving his Confederate flag. "I'm gonna shoot me a goddamn coonskin nigger." "No, please don't do that, you racist," the 911 operator cried. "I'm giving you a legally binding directive not to leave your gas-guzzling, global warming-causing rapist car with Confederate flags and Romney 2012 bumper stickers. Spare that sweet, innocent little boy." But the racist, small-dick, white NRA member Zimmerman had no mercy in his heart when he murdered poor baby toddler-like Jolly Trayvon with his tiny-dicked compensation assault pistol. Flashes of MLK Jr. and 1,000 slaves being whipped flashed through Trayvon's mind to the chorus of Angel Choir as he ascended into heaven, while Zimmerman and the racist cracker-ass police danced around Trayvon's corpse firing guns into the air like Yosemite Sam. Knowing Zimmerman would need evidence in his favor for crimes they weren't going to charge him for, the racist police helped Zimmerman fake head injuries to make his story convincing.